WTTG.com studios on the corner of Broadway and Battery. This is the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. Now, Damon Bruce.
Honey, this won't take long, and I promise you won't feel a thing. Welcome to the Damon Bruce Show. It's great to be with you. We will be with you for about 22 more minutes, and then we're going to get you out to Warriors Live tonight down in Houston. You can't find a more interesting regular season NBA game in terms of the stories surrounding a game than the one that we have for you here tonight on 95.7 The Game. How about this? Sure, the Warriors got their own brand of drama right now. The drama's not just on one side of the court tonight. The Rockets have just agreed to part ways with Carmelo Anthony after 10 games. They have no plans to immediately waive him, but Carmelo Anthony's time with the Houston Rockets has come to an end. I guess you can chalk that up to another Warrior win. There you go. Even when things are going wrong, they're still beating the hell out of the Rockets. We'll take a couple calls real quick. We'll do that today because there are no rules in a 22-minute show. 888-957-9570, but we got to begin with Draymond Green. And Draymond Green coming into the Rockets facility today. He walked in with Kevin Durant. The two of them were shooting around on the same bucket. And that, my friends, is Raymond Ritter being really damn good at his job.
Seriously.
That's what that is right there. I think more than anything else, that is understanding optics. And just making it easier on yourself with the right optics is so much better for the conversation that everyone's having than just having the wrong optics. Like,
what do you think it means that Kevin Durant and Draymond Green were shooting together at the same basket?
It means nothing. But had they not been shooting together at the same basket, people would interpret that as it means everything. Mm-hmm. It's a cryptic message. We need to learn from this moment. Can you hear my eyes rolling? They are just a little bit. All right, Albie, are we ready to go with the Draymond Green stuff? Have someone else screen the damn phone calls then, maybe? Because this is going to be... Elena, you ready to go? Because I need to go straight up Dick Vitale. I need you to be able to stop the highlight, and then we'll continue right where we are so we don't have to always go back to the beginning. Let's go through what Draymond Green said today when he finally sat down to speak with the assembled media in Houston after shoot around. Elena, roll it, and I'll tell you when to hit pause.
I'm going to speak on this one time and one time only. Well, what happened a few nights ago, Kevin and I spoke. We're moving forward. I think there's no secret that I am emotional. I wear my emotions on my sleeve. I play with that same emotion.
Pause it. So the very first thing is we talked, we're moving forward. You didn't say we talked, we're cool. He didn't say we talked and the issue's done. He didn't say everything's forgiven, forgotten, we're moving on. He didn't talk about, well, we're boys. It's what Draymond's not saying that to me is a little bit more concerning than what he actually did say. He just said we're moving forward, which means this is still an issue that's being dealt with, but they're going to move forward as they're dealing with it. Like, all right. I appreciate that. And he says that he's also, you know, I'm a fiery guy, which means he doesn't plan on changing his attitude, and this might happen again. Like, that's kind of the message I'm getting here, because that's just who Draymond is. Let's pick this back up. Elena, if you will, please.
Well, sometimes it gets the best of me, and it doesn't work to my favor. I'm going to live with that, because it works in my favor to the good, as my resume speaks and this team resume speaks, more so than it doesn't. And so I'm never going to change who I am. I'm going to approach the game the same way that I always do. And, you know, like I said, we'll continue to move forward.
So he's bringing up resumes, isn't he? And isn't that where the bad blood really stems from? Like, Durant wanted the ball, and he's like, dude, check the resume. Who the F do you think you're talking to? And so the fact that he says resume right here is basically, I don't know, I'm not saying it's another shot at Durant, but it's a little like, hey, you came to learn how to do what we taught you how to do, and we taught it to you. And there's definitely a little bit of a shot, I think, in there, too. Let's keep going.
You know, and I've read a lot about how, is this the end of the run, or is it over, or did I ruin it, or did I force Kevin to leave? You know, at the end of the day, as I've said before, whatever Kevin decided to do, whatever Clay decided to do, whatever who decides to do, you know, we had great years together, and I support everybody wholeheartedly.
So why are you talking about this in the past tense? We had great years together. Is that a Freudian slip? Maybe not the textbook definition of a Freudian slip, but they, you know what I'm saying. Like, it feels like the fact that he's talking about this already as assembled in the past tense means that he thinks that for the first time ever, the future is officially up for grabs. There's no doubt about that. And it feels like Kevin Durant mentally being in another uniform is something that the team is preparing itself for, and it'll be easier. You know what? It'll be a lot easier for you to break up with me if I'm convincing myself that I'm not as deeply in love with you as I am the entire time we're going through this together. And it feels like a little of that, if I can get all high school, teenage-y puppy love on you. Let's keep going.
Wholeheartedly, 100%. Because as a man, as a human being, you got the right to do what you want to do with your life. And so I'll never question that. But what you must know is nobody in this organization, from a player, you know, not myself, not Kevin, not anybody else, is going to beat us. So if you one of them other 29 teams in this league, you got to beat us. We're not going to beat us. We're going to continue to do what we do. And, you know, I'm sorry if that ruins everybody's stories. I know everybody got a job to do. I apologize for ruining y'all's stories if it
Pause
did.
It. He apologizes for ruining sports writer stories. I didn't hear him apologize to Kevin Durant.
No.
I didn't hear him apologize publicly to the other teammates that he is now put in an awkward situation. There is very little contrition. Basically, this entire statement is him saying, look, this is who I am, and that's probably not going to change, and I can be a big ball of anger, and that big ball of anger usually turns into a problem for 29 other NBA teams. And so you might all have a problem starting tonight, by the way. Like, I do kind of love that Draymond, of course, brings this back to, I'll use anything to motivate myself, and I and we are now motivated. And if this isn't about we love each other anymore, if this isn't the kumbaya, joyous, feel-good warriors, and it just turns into the tactical, absolute destruction of the other basketball team on a night-by-night basis, like cold, cool, assassin-like, business-like, murderous-like, just basketball, well, then that's the monster you've awoken, and let them win 15 out of their next 16 games. That would be fantastic. Let's let Draymond finish up, and then we'll take some calls.
If this only makes Kevin, myself, and the rest of my teammates stronger, that's what it's going to do. So, you know, you think you saw something before. Good luck with us now. Like, we're not going to crumble off of an argument. We're going to move forward. So that's all I got to say. Anybody want to talk about basketball? I'm here. If not, it's been real.
What about with management?
Anybody want to talk about basketball? I spoke.
And he's cutting everyone off right there, and I hope he continues to, because there shouldn't be another thing said about this. Like, you're going to keep it all in-house? Then do that. Do just that. Keep it all in-house. No more questions. Move on. You were talking about moving on? Move on. Move on. Start by beating the Houston Rockets tonight, and then pick up two more wins in the state of Texas before you come back to the Bay Area. Do that, and things will be a lot smoother than if you don't do that. So let's bring it back to basketball. What disappoints me is Anthony Slater saying this with Papa Mbonte earlier today. Oop, sorry, I got to push this button. Now I can push this button.
This is as bad a move as I've ever seen him for this extended a time.
Wow. So you know for a fact, or you've been told directly, I assume, by one of them, when they flew yesterday from Oakland to Houston, a 3.5-hour chartered aircraft, they didn't speak at all yesterday?
I've heard they didn't talk until today.
Wow.
And that ain't leadership at all. And Kevin Durant, shame on you for being a pouty, sulky, I'm going to just go and listen to my beats and put my headphones on. I'm going to bury my head in Instagram, which is really why you have half your self-confidence problems to begin with. I don't get it. Kevin Durant, suck it up, buttercup. Straight up, suck it up, man. So you got your feelings hurt. At what point are you going to show us the strong, silent type? Because I know you're not a very boisterous guy. You are kind of in your own head, but you can still stop sulking. Like, I heard, oh, Kevin Durant, he's sitting in a loading dock just all by himself. It's like the girl who didn't get asked to prom. I mean, that is some teenage, from one man to another, we don't see eye to eye. Suck it up. I get into an argument with people that I care with all the time, and the next day, we good.
You make it work.
We good.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to cast Kevin Durant as the bad guy here, because Draymond Green having that bad guy nature to him is kind of the reason why this all started. But that bad guy nature is an incredibly valuable thing to this franchise. And I do hope that the Bob Myers suspension didn't neuter his commitment to that always pissed off bad guy nature, which, look, there's no doubt. Let's say we got 20 games with Draymond Green, just any stretch of 20 games. His bad guy nature will benefit you in 19 of those 20 games, but it might come back to bite you in that 1 out of 20. And that's the deal you've made with the devil that is Draymond Green. And that's the devil I want to bring to the basketball game every single time. What Draymond Green does cannot be taught, cannot be coached, cannot be worked on with a rigorous off-season workout program. You either wake up believing in yourself and angry every single day, or you don't. Draymond Green, every single day he wakes up, he is pissed off. And it is a great attribute. It's also a weakness that will serve him poorly at times. But it's just, he is who he is. And I am positive that Kevin Durant does not know who he is. He's still confused about it. He's still looking for the internet to tell him when he's done a good job. Draymond Green ain't looking for anybody to tell him he's done a good job, not even his own teammates. He's sure he's doing a good job. It's that irrational self-confidence that I keep on telling you about. 888-957-9570. Calls the rest of the way. Here we go. We'll start with Smoking Gun in Oakland. What's up, Smoking Gun?
Hey, what's up, Damian? What's up, Gianna? Hey, check it out. I've been following Kevin Durant since I lived in Oklahoma, and it never really got out, but back then there were rumblings in the street that Kevin Durant was gay, and I think Draymond Green has called that out.
No, well, look, first of all, it wouldn't matter if he was. It really wouldn't matter if he was. Who cares? Who cares? And by the way, just knowing some of Kevin Durant's personal off-court picadillos, I would refute that. I would refute that greatly. There is an awful lot of heterosexual behavior from that man, and who cares? And if, look at it this way, if sexuality were a part of it, then shame on you, Draymond Green, all day and night. I mean, come on.
Yeah, and that's his personal business.
One, this is 2018. Two, it's a Bay Area. Three, that don't fly here. And by the way, if he were, there would be no better place for him to stay for the rest of his entire life. So that would just tell you how ridiculous it is that he might not. Bud in Oakland, let's change the subject there, Bud. How are you?
How you doing, man?
Doing well.
Listen, I just want to say that other guy, he was a clown. But I think people are looking at the suspension, you know, halfway, because when two family members, you know, brother and sister, brother and brother, sister, sister, whatever, when you get into it with your sibling and one person takes it too far than the other, the parents will have to penalize that child for taking it too far. So, you know, by the team penalizing Draymond, you know, I'm not going to say that they took KD's back, that they said, oh, we got your back, we're going to take your side. No, this guy took it too far.
It was enough is enough.
A bunch of beef. Yeah, he took it too far with the B word and stuff. So, and by them not speaking until this morning, some things you can't immediately speak to a guy about. If a guy calls you a bunch of B's out of anger, you're not going to immediately go and talk to him the next night, 24 hours. You might wait 36 hours.
Right, fair enough. But to me, when you're all walking on a charter plane together, like, that's time to start. Like, close quarters for the sake of everyone else in the damn aircraft. Let's just, you know, let's just get this off our chest. I would like to think that is the right thing to do. But look, maybe they did need a cooling off period. What's the old line in L.A. Confidential? Like, don't mess with another man while his blood is up. But I would say that that's more towards Draymond Green than Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Like, Kevin Durant's just going to sulk. But you're right. You know, maybe you just need that cooling off period. And hey, here's where we are a little bass-ackwards. We cover the stuff in between the games as if it mattered at all. The only thing that matters is when the ball goes up. So tonight, there really is no amount of time that these two guys needed to be on the same page in Kumbaya until they tip off tonight. And if during tip-off tonight they're running a fast break and it's tic-tac-toe, beautiful passing, and a high five after a made bucket and one, everything should be okay.
Yeah.
In the vacuum of the game.
No,
Clay, it should be okay. I pushed the wrong button. Didn't even mean to do that, but I'm glad it landed on Clay. It wasn't cryptic, though. I didn't mean to be like, everything's going to be okay.
No.
Cameron in Concord. What's up, Cameron?
Hey, thanks for taking the call, Damon. I appreciate it, man. Hey, I wanted to touch in on this whole thing, man. I just want to first say that, you know, if Steph Curry was there, man, this whole thing does not go down, man. Steph has the ball in his hands. He takes it down the court, and that's that.
I agree.
At the same time, man, you know, KD needs to beef up a little bit and stop being so soft. You know, Draymond, you know, he comes with that edge, man. That's just how he plays. And we appreciate that as Dub Nation. So, you know, Draymond's not going to stop calling people out like that. That's just who he is.
And he told everyone, he's like, look, I'm fiery. I ain't changing. There could be more of this. Yeah. And here's what's crazy. You know what? Do you realize that he's going to eventually do this to Boogie Cousins, too? Like, yeah, that'll be really interesting because Boogie might not be a go sulk in the corner on the loading dock. Boogie might be the throw a punch guy. We'll find out later on this year.
Yeah, he doesn't strike me as a go sulk and chill kind of guy.
The calming presence of DeMarcus Cousins will wash over this team like a Tetley's tea.
Alex in San Francisco. How are you, Alex?
Hey, doing well. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I just wanted to touch on the relationship that you guys were talking about earlier. You know, whenever there's a dispute, most people are able to reconcile it, get over it, move on. However, with Draymond, it seems like he, because of his personality, he escalates it and makes it personal. Sometimes he'll say something that, even though he doesn't genuinely mean it, he knows how to press somebody's buttons, and he'll say it just to hurt them. And because of that, like you said earlier, is this kind of situation going to arise again? More than likely, yes. I agree with you 100%. So I just don't see this as ever being resolved completely, and one of them will have to go.
Well, and you don't want to turn off the spigot of Draymond Green's emotion, because out of that spigot came three championships. T-Raw in San Jose.
Damien.
Wrong. Thank you. This is Claire in Walnut Creek. How are you, Claire?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. So I actually wrote something and put it on Facebook, so I just want to kind of read it to you guys. So many may not agree with me, but I strongly disagree with Draymond's suspension. He's not a hypocrite, and he may have addressed the elephant in the room, which is Katie's being free agent, at the wrong time and the wrong place. But, you know, he was drafted by Warriors, and he gave his all to this team and won, you know, this we won on the rings, and this is what he gets is the suspension. So I really believe that it's poor decision by management and coaching. And also, you know, remember when J.R. Smith made the now infamous idiotic move during the finals? Mind you, it was the finals. But despite of LeBron's hard work during that game, and he made like 50 points, he didn't clap his hands on J.R. But with this, it's a regular game, and he's doing that to Draymond, clapping his hand. And I know he's frustrated, but he shouldn't really be making that motion to him. And so he pretty much provoked Green to be saying those words and really, you know, bust it up like that. So at the end of the day, I'm still hoping that this two, you know, mature guys will patch it up. And otherwise, the whole league are cheering right now and hoping
there's no doubt
the solidity of the team.
Claire, there's no doubt that the rest of the NBA is hoping that this is the moment where the Warriors are tearing themselves apart a little bit. But I don't think that the Warriors are going to give that to the rest of the league. As a matter of fact, Draymond finishing his statement saying, I'm putting you know, 29 other teams on notice here, you're still in trouble. And if you thought that I was going to be the one to break this up or ruin this, you got another thing coming. Like, sorry to ruin your story. It seems like everyone acknowledges, look, something happened. Something happened that shouldn't have happened. Steve Kerr, he calls it, you know, like, he didn't just call it like, but, you know, this is just two things that just two personalities clashed. Like, this is a moment. This is a moment. Steve Kerr says, we've had our moments before. You know, we know what we're doing. We've seen this before. And he acknowledged that something happened. Then so did Bob Myers with the suspension. And now it's time to move on. You know, it wasn't time to move on until the next game came. And now the next game is coming. And so now it's time to move on. And they better. Or shame on them if they actually have given the NBA a leg up on them because they're all a little more distrustful now of each other than they used to be.
Well, today's game will tell a lot.
It certainly will. And he won't be on the court, but he is there on the bench, and he'll be there in the locker room, and he'll be there on the flight to the next destination on this road trip. Steph Curry is back in the building, and that right there is going to calm this situation down just a little bit. Steve Kerr, he called Steph the short Tim Duncan.
I've said it many times, you know, Steph's the short Tim Duncan. Having played with Tim and having been through all kinds of stuff in San Antonio, and Pop would tell you, we went through stuff back then. Actually, Pop would not tell you, but we went through all kinds of stuff back then. And when you have a guy like Tim Duncan, you have a guy like Steph Curry, it makes your whole world easier. And we are.
By the way, we're going to have Steve Kerr on with us tomorrow, and I know that he's not going to want to talk about this. As a matter of fact, he's filibustering other answers, so he didn't get more questions about this. He even joked about that today. We will ask Steve the questions that need to be asked, but maybe we'll get more from him by hearing from some of those stories that Tim Duncan used to diffuse. So we'll get into all that with Coach Kerr tomorrow. We're looking forward to it. I heard that we're going to have a Fortinbaugh Friday tomorrow. Hey, Mac in San Francisco, I've got 15 seconds for you. Make them count.
Matt, I mean, Bruce, this is what I got to say. Draymond Green is a bully, and everybody's starting to figure that out. So did Kevin Durant. He hung out with Draymond Green during the offseason. We know that stuff that happened in Oklahoma. People are tired of Draymond Green. And Kevin Durant, he's not going for it. The play has nothing to do with it. It's just Draymond Green being a fake tough guy, and people are starting to find that out. He needs to go.
No, you're wrong. He doesn't need to go, because when he goes, the championships go. If I had to choose between Draymond Green and Kevin Durant right now, I'm choosing Draymond Green. That guy brings things to the table that are more than just buckets, and I dance with the girl that brung you. I'm kind of loyal like that. Thank you so much, Albi, Elena, Gianna. Good stuff. Great show. We'll be on tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Until then, we've got Warriors Live around the corner with Steiny and Guru, and your chance to win $200 in Warriors trivia. Christian Yelich just won the NL MVP. Okay, there you go. So, breaking news. Who cares? Basketball, next. Sports don't build character. They reveal it.
And like that, he's gone.